glass of ice, Lipton tea.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Arthur Godfrey and his Talent Scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your Talent Scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's Brisco Lipton Tea. You know it's Lipton Tea, if it's B-R-I-N-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Like old times. Holy catfish, what's going on here tonight? Thank you, George Bryan, Peggy Marshall, the Holidays, Archie Blyer, and dear folks, bear with us. We have troubles tonight among the network. You perhaps have noticed that the engineers and the technicians look a little out of place without their stiff shirts and bow ties. They're all vice presidents. Our technicians are on strike. We have stockholders, directors, nephews of the chairman of the board. One thing and another running this thing, and these phones are knocking my ears off, so I will not wear them anymore. Tonight I will not be able to tell you what's going on in the ball game. I always listen to the ball game on these phones while I do this show, but tonight it's out of luck. According to the papers, this is the Lipton Talent Scout Show, and I'm Arthur Godfrey. I read that today. I particularly want to thank Archie Blyer because tonight is Archie Blyer's birthday. You want to also... And it's quite an event, see, because it's really the first birthday that Archie has had since the war. And I thought it would be very nice because I know that all of you folks who listen to us know what a wonderful guy this Blyer feller is and what a great job he does of making these arrangements to make these kids getting their big opportunity sound so good on the air. Would you all sing happy birthday to him, will you? Come on, everybody, give me a chord on it. Wait a minute. Let's us start, too. Come on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Archie.
Happy birthday to thanks ever so much. You just don't know how much this guy means to us, and I'm very glad that you joined in the celebration for him. I promised Archie that I would not tell his right age. I can tell you this, though, without revealing any secrets. Archie has been drinking Seretan since the days they spelled it frontwards. He was going to buy a newspaper today, but he decided to wait till Friday and get it with the fish. So, he has an advantage over the rest of us, you see. He really does, as age creeps up on him. Now, you see, when he sees spots in front of his eyes, it shouldn't be a total loss. He can sit down at the piano and play them, see. And he's been seeing spots lately, I can tell, because some of the funniest noises come out of these arrangements. But enough of Archie Blyer. Let's get to the young talent, huh? This is the Lipton Talent Scout Show. And if the vice president in charge of leaving the script around here has left it... Oh, yeah, here it is. You'll find out who our first talent scout is. Here it is. Mr. Irving Whitty. How do you do, Mr. Whitty? Glad to see you. Gee, you look pretty. You sure are all fixed up nice here, huh? Are you a married man, sir?
Yes, sir.
Any children?
No.
No little wits, huh?
No little.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a co-owner of the firm of Woody Brothers Men's Clothing.
Oh, yes. You're one of the Woody Brothers,
That's
huh?
That's right, sir.
Ah, yes. I'm sort of half kin to you.
Very cute. I like that.
Ah, you like that, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me this. Whom did you bring?
Well, I brought Evelyn Price.
Evelyn Price.
Miss Evelyn Price.
Who is Evelyn Price?
Well, she's a pop singer.
Uh-huh.
I first heard her at the annual Christmas dinner that we give to our employees.
Oh, she came to entertain?
That's right.
I see. She's had some professional background?
Yes, she majored in music in high school and at college, Brooklyn College. And she does most of her singing around the New Jersey resorts, New Jersey mountain resorts.
Uh-huh. Does she play up in the Catskill Mountains?
I think so, yes.
Well, that's great. We have a trio of which I'm a member that's going there for the summer for a little extra change. And maybe I can ask her out after the show how it goes up there. All right. Thanks ever so much, Mr. Whitty. Let's get your discovery into Lipton Spotlight with Archie Blyer and the band.
Thanks
a whole lot. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Evelyn Price.
Vitamin D, it's quite all right with me, but I am here to say that I like vitamin love, but I can't get vitamin love with that doggone sign above. I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time. When I'm with my baby, it's no fun with the sun around, but I get going when the sun goes down. And I need my baby. That's when we kiss and kiss and kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time. When I'm with my baby, that's when we kiss and kiss and kiss, we kiss them all. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? So I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my lovin' any time when I'm with my baby.
It's Evelyn Price. Now, next Sunday is Father's Day, so how's about giving him a real old-time favorite, a nice big banana split? That's what it says here. Give your father a banana split. Made at home with your own loving hands. I'm going to read this. This sounds wonderful. Let me see what they do. Gosh, I have no glasses. How am I going to read it? My arms are very short these days. Yes, a homemade frosty banana split. It's like I always say. You've heard me say it often. If you like ice cream, you'll love frosty. Oh, the heck with it. No, that's true, though. This frosty, have you tried it yet? This Lipton frosty? Isn't it the nuts, huh? You try it now. Mix it with some fruit, like they say. If you slice a banana in it, or just split one. I don't care. Or some cherries, or some chocolate, or something. Oh, brother. If you like ice cream, you will love this Lipton Frosty. If there are those among you who haven't seen it yet, here's what it is. See, this is what it looks like. It comes in an envelope, like the soup. Only, this is just as simple to make as the soup, too. You just mix it with milk, stir it up, and put it in the ice box. That's all there is to it, see? And you come up with a, gee, boy, is it delicious. Get some strawberries or pineapple or something like that and mix with it. If you like ice cream, you will love Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. Get some. You'll be crazy about it. Now, let's see who our next talent scout is, huh? Mrs. Edward Whittemore? Whittemore. How do you do, Miss Whittemore? I'm glad to see you. That's a very famous name you have. I know a music composer by that name. Are you any kin to?
Well, I wouldn't be. It would be my husband, and I don't think he has any relatives in the music game.
No relatives in the music game?
No.
Uh-huh. What does your hubby do?
He's a commercial artist.
Commercial artist, oh, I see. And you, besides being his lovely wife, what do you do?
Well, I just stay at home.
I see. Well, you sound like a New Yorker, are you?
I am, sir.
Born right here in New York?
Born right in the city of New York.
Well, in Manhattan?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, good. Shake hands with another one here. It isn't very often that I meet a fellow Manhattanite. I was born at 112th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. Where were you born?
Oh, I was born way downtown.
Way downtown, huh?
In Al Smith's district.
In Al Smith's district. Good for you. Good for you. We didn't have money enough to get that far south when I was born. Whom did you bring us, Mrs. Whittemore?
Well, I brought along a boy from Finland. He comes from Helsinki, Finland.
From where?
Helsinki, Finland.
Mrs. Whittemore. this is radio.
Yes, sir.
Helsinki.
Helsinki.
You can't say Helsinki on the radio. They'll write you up. But tell me, what about him now?
Well, he won the European National Championship as a trumpeter in 1947. And through that, he won his trip to the States.
Ah, wonderful.
And he plays first soloist. I have to use that word again. He plays the
We'll sort of brush over it lightly.
He plays the first soloist in the Helsinki Symphony Orchestra in Finland.
Couldn't you put the accent on the second syllable? So?
And beside that, he teaches at the academy over there at Finland.
Oh, say, how old? Good for you. That's wonderful. Gee, that's darn good. That must be a darn pretty place, that Helsinki, huh? has he done anything in this country professionally?
Well, recently, he just made a tour across the states out to Washington.
Oh.
And Oregon, uh-huh. And I think he gave a concert out there.
Oh, swell.
And to the different high schools.
Well, that's grand. I'm awful glad you brought him to us. You going to be in the country long?
Well, he loves the country. He told me to tell everybody that.
I don't blame him for that. All right, thanks very, very much, Mrs. Whittemore. Shall we get the Lipton spotlight on your discovery? How do you pronounce his name, incidentally?
His name is Lassie Oyala.
Lassie Oyala. Thank you. Here he is. Thank you.
Osceola. That's spelled L-A-S-S-E, capital O-J-A-L-A. Osceola. And we'll have him back a little bit later in the reprise when we ask you folk in the studio to vote for them. Now, let me see. Our next talent scout is Miss Marguerite Zeliff. Hello, Miss Zeliff. Good to see you. How do you do? And what a lovely corsage you have.
Thank you.
Isn't that pretty? Who gave you that, Miss Zeliff?
A friend of mine. Very good friend.
Very good friend. He's a very nice friend, too, and thoughtful.
Indeed.
Tell me, for whom do you work?
The North Jersey Quarry Company in Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh. That's lovely country over there in Morristown. I like
Indeed,
that.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful country. What? Whom? Not what, but whom? Whom did you bring?
The Diamond Dares.
The Diamond Dares.
Yes.
Sounds like a quartet.
That's right. A vocal quartet.
Uh-huh.
Do you like their names?
I sure would. Who are they?
Leroy Gaines, Nathaniel Douglas, Daniel Ramson, and Luther Hartley.
Uh-huh. They all come from Morristown?
No. I believe three of the men live in Newark. One lives in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, what do you know about their professional background? Where'd you find them in the first place?
Over our local radio broadcasting station in Morristown.
WMTR. WMTR, yes, yes. And you heard them on the station, huh?
Yes, I did.
Well, that was nice of you to bring them over here. Have they done any nightclubs or theater work?
Yes. The Club Caravan in Newark, the Springbrook Country Club in Morristown,
uh-huh.
and the Bandbox in Newark.
Good, good, good. That's a nice background. Let's see what the folks think of them here, huh?
I know you'll like them.
Thank you very much, Miss Zeliff. Here are your discoveries, the Diamond Airs.
They go to Johnson Rag, a hoy hoy. They go to Lady Shag, a ho ho. It really isn't a gag, it helps help. They go to Johnson Rag, jump, jump. Don't let your left foot drag, a jeep, jeep. It's like a game of tag, a joo, joo. It's even good for a fag, a jump, jump. And do the Johnson Rag now. If you're feeling in the groove, send you out of the world. Funny how it makes you move. I don't want a coat, so don't be a mo. Zing, zing. And then zig, zig, zag, zoo, zoo. Let your shoulders wag, a zoo, zoo. Now stand in the bag. You never get happy with the Johnson Rag. Now if you're feeling in the groove, send you out of the world. Funny how it makes you move. I don't want a coat, so don't be a mole. Zig, zig. Then let zig, zig, zag, zoo, zoo. Let your shoulders wag, zoom, zoom. Now it's in the bag. You definitely get happy with the Johnson Rag. Now if you're feeling in the groove, send you out of the world. Funny how it makes you move. I don't want a coat, so don't be a mole.
Oh, don't let your left foot drag. Jeep, it's like a game of tag. Joo, it's even good for a stag. You definitely get happy with the Johnson
Rag.
Diamond Ears, you don't mind if I fix me a little glass of ice Lipton tea here, do you? I'm getting kind of dry. Boy, that's a. You want to give Dad something for Father's Day? Now you make him a nice big jug of this. I'm not kidding you. This is so delicious. This Lipton iced tea. Make it double strength now, see? Because when you put ice in it, you know that's going to dilute it. So make it double strength. It's a good looking drink. It's a brisk drink. And it picks you up and it doesn't slap you down. Boy, I'm telling you, there just isn't anything nicer. Now, I got a little offer for you here. You'll see these ads around in the magazines pretty soon. They call this the new Lipton offer. Twin Time Saver knife set. Maybe you saw me fooling with these things a while ago. Here are the knives. See, they're two little red-handled, plastic-handled knives, one of which has a saw edge on it with a nice sharp point. And the other one has a razor edge and a nice sharp point, see? Great thing if you get in an argument with the old man. Now, these two knives, let me get the dope on it now. Let me make sure. You have to write someplace. Let me see. They always got a hook in these things. Let me see what it is here. One knife is for vegetables. I guess it's that one, the straight one. It pairs, cuts, slices, and scrapes. And the other one is for citrus fruits. Oh, yeah, for grapefruit. See? Gee, that would be the nuts. It carves and cuts and slices and shapes. You can really shape a guy with that, couldn't you? They call this the Quick Cut Knife Set. Quick Cut Knife Set. And it's yours for only 25 cents and a box top from any size package of Lipton tea or Lipton tea bags. Now, not the tea bag. We don't want the tea bag. We want the top of the box of bags. See? We got enough bags of our own. We don't need any. Get the box top from any size package of Lipton tea or Lipton tea bags and 25 cents. And send it to Lipton, Box 4, New York City. You got it? Lipton, Box 4, New York City. And you'll get these two knives in the mail. And they're really worth it now. 25 cents, and you'll have a box of doggone good tea to make nice cooling drinks with all summer. And two good knives. You'll love those. They're all right. Now let's meet our next talent scout, huh? Who is our next talent scout? She looks like a very lovely lady. How do you do? And what is your name?
Francesca Morris.
Francesca Norris?
Morris, ma'am.
Morris. And where do you come from, Miss Morris?
Oh, I'm from the city now. I used to be from Paterson, New Jersey.
From Paterson, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Paterson, that's the town that recently was made famous because it banned one of my records. I read it in the paper the other day.
I'm not there anymore.
Well, you're not there anymore. You didn't have anything to do with that, huh? Well, tell me, whom did you bring us?
I brought Dorothy Steiger, who's a dramatic soprano with a very rich, full voice.
Swell. Where'd you find Dorothy?
I heard Dorothy at a party which I'd gone to with my husband. There had been several entertainers, and Dorothy stood out.
Uh-huh. And do you know anything about her professional background?
Yes, she's done a network show out of Chicago for 2 years. She won the Oliver Ditson of Chicago College Award.
Oh, swell.
And she's been with the medium on the road.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you very, very much. Let's bring her out here in the Lipton spotlight and see what the folks think, huh? Dorothy Steiger.
Oh,
Steiger. See, while you folks in the audience are making up your minds about the talent here, let me read you a letter. It comes from the Eskimo Missions at Hudson Bay. From Father Jean-Philippe. Huh, my French is good. Jean-Philippe. O-M-I. He says, Dear Mr. Godfrey, I live in the far north, among the primitive Eskimos of Canada's Hudson Bay, where it's so cold all year that if you oversleep one certain morning, you're apt to miss the whole summer. I am currently visiting civilization. This letter was dated at Stamford, Connecticut. And seeing the wonders of television for the first time. After watching your tea-making ritual on the Talent Scout show, it occurred to me you might like to learn how the Eskimo makes tea over a seal oil lamp. First, he melts a block of ice in the pot. And when the water boils, in goes a fistful of tea leaves. It's a plenty strong brew, and my parishioners drink it by the gallon. The Eskimo never throws the old leaves away. Instead, he tosses them in a corner of the igloo where they freeze. When he runs short of fresh tea, he chops up the frozen mass of leaves and makes a second batch. Even this can't spoil that brisk Lipton flavor. Well, not completely. Yours, Tea Ruley, Jean-Philippe. Thank you, Father. That's very, very interesting. I'm glad to hear about it. I hope you have made yourself a glass of this stuff. Baby, it's cool inside. That sure is a refreshing drink. Now let's see what the folks think of the talent tonight, huh? We'll trot them out here in exactly the order in which they appeared at first, and you folks vote for them, and I'll read your applause off the meter here. You all ready? First was Evelyn Price.
I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my girl.
Next, the trumpeter, Lassie O'Hala. Then, the Diamond Ayers.
Hip, hip, there goes Johnson Rag, ahoy, ahoy. There goes Lady Shag, ho, ho. It really isn't a gag, help, help. There goes Johnson Rag.
Then the soprano, Dorothy Steiger.
Oh, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name.
Okay, the audience reaction indicator shows the winner to be the soprano, Dorothy Steiger. Tell me how you feel now.
All I can say is, my goodness.
Where you come from, honey, child?
Well, don't laugh. Originally, it's from Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois, huh? I'm not going to laugh. That's very nice. Are you going to be on a Chesterfield show with us now 3 days this week?
And
let's see if we
love
can open some doors for
all
you.
Right.
Huh? So start, honey. Good luck. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Good night.
Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts was developed by Irving Mansfield and produced for Lipton Tea by Jack Carney. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.